I'm Jenny Jacobs, and thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast and for starting your own journey of focusing on and taking ownership of your legacy. The following episode is a repeat of a podcast that I recorded approximately 1 year after my mom died. I recorded it in 2019, and I would like to replay it now because I know these principles are still applicable to what people are going through, and it's a great reminder for myself. So whatever you're going through, please feel your feelings and reach out to me and let me know if there's some way I can pray for you. Last week was the 1 year anniversary of my mom's death. 1 year later, I can say that it is still extremely difficult to think about life without her, and I'm not claiming to be the expert on grieving or to tell people how to live or act going through this process, but I do want to encourage you that time really does bring healing. I use the word healing in a broad sense because the pain is still very present, but it's different now. It's not raw like when it first happened. On the date of her death, I did relive the painful moments of that day when my sister called to say Mom had died unexpectedly, and those memories will be forever ingrained in my mind. That day changed me forever. It's important to embrace whatever phase you're going through, whether you are going through the grieving process, mourning the loss of your health, the life that you thought you were going to live, or you're going through a particularly difficult and challenging phase in your life. Please know that everything is temporary. These phases in life can feel overwhelming, and you may think that you will never feel happy or whole again, and I want to encourage you that you will. You will be different after the loss. There will be a permanent scar now. No one can dictate to you how to feel or how to act. You have to be guided by your own feelings and your own thoughts. And don't let anyone dictate a time frame or script for your grief. Whatever difficulty you're going through right now will always leave some type of lasting void in your heart and in your life. I can assure you, though, that the raw feeling of pain will dissipate after time. People told me that in those first few days after Mom had died, but I couldn't understand it or accept it. I had to go at my own pace. The pain is still there on many levels, but that raw, overwhelming feeling has passed for the most part. That horrible feeling of not wanting to get out of bed in the morning and go about my day. I want you to know that you will get through this. Surround yourself with people who love you and with those who loved your loved one like you do, and those who will be there for you. Be patient with yourself and try not to compare what you are going through with anyone else's circumstances. Another thing I want to encourage you to do is to do something small for someone else. Write a note of encouragement or even send a message on social media. There are so many people who are hurting around us, and even in the midst of our grief, it is important to reach out to other people. This is what being a human being is all about, and it's about that connection with others. It is imperative that we connect with those around us to immerse ourselves in this process of life. I firmly believe, more than ever, that God has a plan for each and every one of us, and He wants us to live a happy, fulfilled life. But unfortunately, part of life is sadness. That's simply part of being human on this earth. That's how we are, and that's how human beings are created. We are created to feel happiness and pain, and then happiness again, and joy and devastation. No one is immune from these human emotions. And the sooner we accept that this is part of life, the sooner we are able to grow and learn from everything around us, which allows us to thrive even in the midst of great tragedy. I certainly don't want to minimize the process of grieving because it is hard. It is the most difficult thing I've ever gone through in my life. But after going through the grieving process, which is still ongoing, I realize that I don't want to spend one day of my life being bitter or angry, and I'm going to honor my mom's legacy that she has passed on to me. She was an amazing woman, wife, mother, daughter, and friend. She was my best friend, and I want to honor her every day with my life by continuing on and doing the best I can even in the face of profound loss. I want you to understand that our lives are made up of seasons. When one season ends, another one begins with great certainty. In closing, I want to encourage you to be present with your grief. Don't try to squelch it and don't try to rush it. Whatever you are going through in this moment, grieve the loss, take a deep breath, and feel your feelings. You will get through this, I promise. I would love to hear from you if there's something that you're going through where I can pray for you. Please reach out to me on Instagram at @thejennyjacobs, and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast.